Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Hear God's word for you and for me from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'll begin in the middle of verse 2. Excuse me. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished, and yet not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. So last year on this day, I was actually on sabbatical. And I was searching for an Ash Wednesday service in my community where I live in Issaquah to mark the beginning of Lent. I searched online and finally wandered into the Catholic Church in downtown Issaquah at 6 a.m. to begin my day remembering our humanity and God's loving forgiveness. I remember very little about the words that were spoken at the service, probably because it was 6 a.m., but I remember what it felt like to sit there amongst strangers and feel the presence of humanity and the presence of God's love. And there was one thing that the priest said during the message that jolted me awake and stuck with me all year. I never forgot it. He said, "Today, on this Ash Wednesday, we take anything that comes between you and God and we burn it to ash." Never had someone explained to me more clearly what this day is about. We walk through this journey of Lent because we need reminders of God's love in the midst of our very real and very human lives. We experience humanity, death, ashes all the time. We know the real, gritty human part of life. And it's not something that God wants us to run away from or to deny, but it's something that God has actually embraced and conquered. Our humanity and the complexity of our lives and our world is real. We live it. We experience it. We are sometimes a part of it. We make a mess of things and clean it up. We struggle through hardships and calamities and hunger and frustration, and in the midst of it all, God is somehow at work. It is through the real humanity of our lives that God works, not around it or despite it. The great conundrum of life is that we long for God and we find God right in the midst of human frailty and struggle and loss and brokenness and ash. Out of the ashes comes new life in Christ. For some time, I have been interested in my natural sermon writing practice. Every week I write a sermon, sometimes two. And every time, for years, before I sit down to write my sermon, every single time, I notice what I do before I write. And it's always something basic, down to earth, something really mundane. I mean, like, boring. Like, I toss a load of laundry in the washer, or I run the dishwasher, load the dishwasher. I balance my online checking bank accounts. I feed the dog, or I check my mail. Every single time, I am ushered into the presence of the mystery of God by the mundane practice of laundry or bills. And all of a sudden, this week, that practice made sense to me. Because it is not in some lofty temple or grand moment that we experience resurrection of new life. It is in the simple moments, the most elemental tasks. It is the gritty, ashy reality of death that Christ uses to come most clearly and strongly and powerfully. That's why on this day we mark our foreheads with ash. From the ashes of repentance, receive new life in Christ. The basic elements of life, ashes, as our reminder that endings bring beginnings, and human suffering and death is not the end. We may feel sometimes like imposters. We may feel like we don't belong, yet we belong to God. We may endure grief and death, yet we are alive, and we will be alive again. We may even feel punished or in trouble, as our scripture says. Yet we are forgiven and loved and freely ourselves. We may feel full of sorrow or loneliness or grief, yet we will rejoice again. We may be poor or in want of things, yet we are rich in love and grace. We may go through seasons where we feel we have nothing, yet we remember we have everything in Jesus Christ. Whatever hinders you from knowing the loving presence of God, whatever hinders you from living freely, whatever separates you from the power of God in your very real and human life, friends, today is the day that we take anything that comes between you and God and we burn it to ash.